Before I allow commission, I'm going to, you know, make some comments. You know, these are, you know, reality where we stand, and we're going to have to make difficult choices in the upcoming months. But one of the things that I really want to highlight is, you know, the consolidated grant program, ask for $8 million. That's a no-starter for me. Because, you know, our local roads and just the city of Watsonville are in shambles, and we need, you know, so, you know, we need help. And this is, you know, one grant opportunity through the county that we get, because it would tell us, like, you know, not only you're not getting a trail, now you're not getting any local roads. So that's a double slap to me, you know. It's disconcerting. But like I said, we will have difficult decisions in the coming months. And address the concern that has been at the forefront of Measure D discussion, the inequitous distribution of investment across the county, particularly when it comes to the Coastal Rail Trail, we continue to see a partner where resources are disappropriately directed at rail trail projects in North and Mid County projects. That, while important, is not served the full breadth of the community. And I'll tell you, it's not all of our fault. It's also our fault. Because I also want to take responsibility as a community, as elected officials, as staff at the city. We haven't advocated for ourselves enough. And I do also want to, you know, acknowledge that for years. But like I said, we're at the at this stage now. So I want to urge the commission to take a hard look at how we're allocating funding for and prioritizing investments that reflect the needs of our entire region, not just, you know, North County. So as duly noted, like I said, we're going to have difficult decisions in the upcoming months, and all of these are local roads, trails, and how we move in the future. But whatever, you know, we decide to accept the thing moving forward, we do need to get some information. I mean, we're getting a presentation in the future about rail banking. But I also would like to see information about, you know, because it's, you know, both sides to me. I'll tell you personally, I've told a few people, you know, personally, they're extremes. We're on the full thing or rail banking. To me, like I said, we got to get, you know, and everybody's assumptions, everybody's sides. We heard them today. You know, I'm searching for facts. And whether we do, rail banking, or we're going to get a presentation, but also the cost factor is, like, you know, we got a few nitbits of, you know, of if we just did, you know, interim trail, what it would the cost. But I like to see it in, you know, writing. And to see, you know, so we can show the community what that is, because we already got some, you know, some estimates now on some options in the future, and we're gonna have to make hard decisions. But I like to get that information. So, I'm in my comments there for right now, Commissioner Schifrin.
Information, and I'd like to make a motion that the commission take the following actions.
Listen, walk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I agree that we need more information. I move that the commission take the following actions. One, establish a subcommittee to meet with CTC member or members to discuss funding options for the grants. The subcommittee to include the chair, Commissioner Keeley, and Commissioner Koenig, if he wants to do it. Two, that we direct staff to return in November with cost estimates for preparing the final design for both the interim trail and the ultimate trail. and three, that we direct staff to return in November with details on the process for constructing segments 13 through 18.
If you can.
That's my motion.
Yeah, I'd second that.
Could you just repeat the date for the second item there, which was?
November.
November.
I'm sorry. I did say November. Sorry.
Does that give you enough time? That's all I'm worried.
We will do our best as we always do. Our team is very impressive. We only had about 3 weeks to pull this information together. So as you know, this is an evolving issue. We'll bring what we can. Just one question. So details for the process of constructing segments 13 through 18, for those of you who are not totally in the weeds about, you know, where that those trails exist, segment 13 begins at the Rio Del Mar overcrossing, and segment 18 actually ends at where the rail crosses Walker Street. And then segment 19 is along Walker Street, and segment 20 finally would connect to Pajaro and the future Pajaro station. So just wanted to provide that context.
Let me ask our South County representatives, should it be 13 through 20? Should it be 14 through 18? You tell me the sections that it should be. I think we need to know specifically what needs to happen.
I think 20, because I know, our partners in Monterey already, got some grant funding to work on, their station just, south of the.
So if it's okay river. With the second, I'd amend the motion to.
I'll second the second.
Include 13 through 20.
Second time.
So with that, any other comments? Seeing none, can I get a roll call?
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Keeley?
Aye.
Commissioner Clark?
Aye.
Commissioner Montesino?
Yes.
Commissioner Alternate Shiffrin?
Aye.
Commissioner DeSerpa?
Aye.
Commissioner Koenig?
Aye.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Quitos Carter? Commissioner Quitos Carter?
She's muted.
I think she's talking to someone else.
Commissioner Quitos Carter, we're taking a vote on the motion.
I'm sorry?
We're taking your vote on the motion.
Can the motion be repeated, please?
That the commission take the following actions: establish a subcommittee to meet with CTC member or members to discuss funding options for the 8 through 11 grants. The subcommittee to include the chair, Commissioner Keeley, and Commissioner Koenig. Two, to direct staff to return in November with a cost estimate for preparing final design for the interim as well as the ultimate trail. And three, direct staff to return in November with details on the process for constructing segments 13 through 20.
Thank you for repeating that. Aye.
Commissioner Leonor?
Yes.
That passes unanimously.
So with that, thank you. It was a good discussion, a lot of thoroughness and very respectful on our end. Thank you. With that, lost my my place, but I think we're due to hear from.
Right. We have one item in closed sessions this morning. It's conference with labor negotiators regarding the core bargaining unit.
Anyone from the public like to weigh on this closed session item of the agenda? Seeing nobody in chambers, anybody in online?
We do not have anyone online.
Thank you.
Mr. Mattis, do we expect a report out?
We do not.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll adjourn to our next scheduled meeting next month. Thank you.